My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Cowboys color analyst Babe Laufenberg will join us at 8:40 this morning. Voice of the Longhorns Craig Way at 9 to preview the Wolverines. It's Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, along with their Cowboys insider Bobby Roberto Belt. And we have our theme. Mike McCarthy has picked his theme for the 2024 season. Rooted. Rooted.
That's not Latin.
That's not Latin.
Aramaic, maybe?
Not Latin. I feel like so my son was baptized over the weekend, Sean.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
This weekend? Yeah, it was. And that's like their big thing. It's called Rooted. And I don't know. I doubt this has anything to do with it. But it's a theological type thing that they're doing.
Okay.
I doubt it's the same thing, but that's I first thought I had flashbacks of that.
Here's what McCarthy said. Ties directly into things he learned from his blue-collar father. Quote, it's based on the foundation we've built here over 5 years. I got good advice from my dad about living your life in 5-year increments and what you can learn in that time and space to not do too much too fast. It's more of a life lesson. We're in the 5th year of what we've done and what we have to build off of as part of the root system that is in place here, staying in the present, staying where your feet are. It was his advice to me early in my coaching career. And of course, this is all tied to Mike McCarthy winning the Super Bowl, I believe, in Green Bay in year number 5. And there's a Chinese bamboo tree. It requires its seeds to be watered for 4 years without the reward of growth until year 5, when the tree not only begins to sprout, but explosively grows at a pace of upwards of 1 inch every 40 minutes.
Oh, baby.
3 feet per day to a height of nearly 90 feet in a month's time.
There you go. Every 4, that sounds like Blue Chew.
Oh, baby.
Every 40 minutes. Oh, baby.
So there it is with Rooted. It's
very Dan Lanning. Rooted in substance, not flash.
Jerry Jones.
Just real quick, did he think about this analogy at all?
It sounds like he thought a lot about
it.
Yeah. They tied his dad into it. The tree going 5 years Green Bay. How did he not think about it?
Do you think he just knew bamboo grew an inch every 40 minutes?
Still not enough. Still not like you could have just left it at rooted. Instead, you wanted to make sure people understood, hey, by the way, this is about how you've been watering a plant for 4 years and it's not grown a damn bit. But it's going to. It's going to this year. And I'm telling you this, if in 2019, after Garrett was fired, they were to say, hey, McCarthy's going to come in here and execute a 5-year plan, there's nobody that would have agreed to hire him.
Well, Bobby, the past has already happened. And since you're 4 years in, you have to do everything you can to hype up the fifth year. And this makes sense in doing it with the tree explosion and the Green Bay Packers Super Bowl.
I'm glad he recognizes that they haven't grown at all under him in 4 years.
Do you remember what you said about like your toxic trait of once you make up your initial mind, you are you have the inability to change it whatsoever? It's coming through here.
Look, didn't we all mock the Nick Sirianni? There's this plant and it's grow. Like, this is the same thing.
What would you have chosen to be?
Yeah,
Mr. Know-It-All?
I wouldn't just...
What would be your theme?
I wouldn't have...
Because you're so damn smart. You give us a better... Give us a better thought process.
Why does there have to be a theme? Why do I have to have...
Because it's a team. It's sports. That's what they do.
Why does there then, like... Then you know what? I would put urgency. I would slap urgency on all the shirts.
Just shut up. Jerry Jones sitting down with Stephen A. Smith yesterday in Frisco. And Jerry with an update on McCarthy's status.
I agree with you that we have not had the playoff success that you would have wanted to have with a Super Bowl winning coach and Mike McCarthy. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you firsthand, he's got outstanding ways with players. Mm-hmm. He's an outstanding coach, as hard a working coach as I've ever been around. He's an outstanding coach. What you're seeing, though, from me is just the way that I'm doing it right now. Certainly, I did not renew a lot of contracts. There's nothing to keep me from renewing a contract out here this afternoon. This is just the way that I wanted to do it so that we could basically speak to fans, team, everybody involved. We're putting things on the line. And by the way, I do feel it, Stephen. I'm not in any way trying to be smug here. I should really be in your shoes. Switch shoes with me. Get over here and be the general manager.
This is what I said yesterday. This is Jerry's message to you. Two messages. One to the team and one to you listening right now on the Home of the Cowboys. Yes, I did not add to the football team like y'all wanted, but the next best thing I could do to show you I'm dead serious is put everyone on notice. And the way I'm going to put everyone on notice is not give anyone any of their extensions and let them know, oh, yeah, you can get your ass whipped and humiliate and be the laughingstock of the playoffs by getting destroyed by the Green Bay Packers and still get rewarded. No, we're flushing complacency. That is a message that Jerry Jones is trying to pass across to you. And he just repeated it in that clip. Meanwhile, we already got Bobby teetering with his temper and his blood pressure. Let's just push him over the edge as RJ Choppy does not understand all the hot seat talk.
All right, so this is media watchdog time, okay? There's that movie, is it Mad Max, where Tom Hardy looks up and goes, that's bait? This is bait. They're using cowboys.
No, this is bait. This is you baiting me. Listen, yeah. You're trying to turn me into Bob LaGreca.
So it's Don, I think.
I'm Bob, though.
I get you. Yeah, your name is Bob. CBS listed the coaches on the hot seat, and they ranked them, okay? And I'll give you the rankings real quick. Number five is Brian Daboll.
Makes sense.
All right, who is 15-18-1. That's a .456 winning percentage. Number four, Nick Sirianni, 34-17, did reach a Super Bowl. Number three is Dennis Allen, who has won 34% of his games. He is 24-46 as a coach in the NFL, 16-18 with the Saints.
Real quick, is there a more generic, just like
name and person?
Nothing about Dennis Allen stands out to me. He's like, oh yeah, that would be your head coach.
Absolutely, yeah. I couldn't possibly consider that.
Owns Tom Brady, that's why.
Robert Saleh,
which clearly is important in today's NFL.
18-33 with the New York Jets. And number one.
All these make sense.
A guy who has won 63% of his games as a coach of the Cowboys, 42-25, Mike McCarthy. Now, if you want to have Mike McCarthy on the top five hot seats in the NFL, I'm not going to fight you on that one, okay? You've been in the playoffs three straight years, and you haven't advanced beyond the expectations. Time to do that. But he cannot be in your top three. You cannot have him ahead of Robert Saleh, who can't get out of his own way. You cannot have him ahead of Brian Daboll, who is showing that he is nothing more than a meathead. And you cannot have him ahead of Dennis Allen. He should absolutely be ahead of Sirianni. So, I mean, Sirianni went to a Super Bowl. I get it. How do you, I mean.
Bobby, I'll take this one.
He's not, I mean, there is no difference. Where's Sean McDermott on this list?
Sean McDermott should be on the list.
Right. You want to have Mike McCarthy in the list? I got no problem with it. He is only number one because of who he coaches for.
But this is why.
This is bait.
No, I don't think it's bait, but this is why he's above the other guys. All the New York Giants and New Orleans Saints have to do is make the playoffs. That's it. Or they got to be in contention. You just told NBC5,
well,
that if Mike McCarthy doesn't make the NFC Championship game, he's gone. So, which I agree with. So where he has to go is so much farther ahead than these other guys. The expectation for him is so much greater that's why he's on there.
I agree.
If the Saints are a wild card, Dennis Allen's safe. If the Giants make the playoffs, Brian Daboll's a hero. If the Jets even make the postseason, I don't know. If they win one playoff game, Robert Saleh's good to go. If Mike McCarthy doesn't win two or advance to the round before the Super Bowl, he's probably gone.
It's disgusting.
Bam. I agree with what you're saying. But here's my problem. If you're number one, that means to me, you are most likely to be the first to be fired.
He is, I believe, the only head coach in the NFL right now that's not under contract
right,
past
but
this year.
But there's almost, it'd be very unlikely. We agree, it's far more likely.
You're being technical. You're being RJ technical.
Because he's not going to get fired during the season. Dennis Allen will get fired during the season.
I don't
Robert Saleh, Brian Dabe, they will get fired. The Cowboys are going to be too good. Mike, yes, is probably more likely to get fired at the end of the year because of the expectations. But there's zero chance that he's the first one fired.
I don't think he's going to get fired.
Mike.
I don't think he's going to get fired during the year. But they could lose this weekend to Cleveland. Okay? They could lose to Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about going on the road against Pittsburgh. That's always a weird game. You could lose to Detroit. If you are 2-4 rolling into San Francisco on primetime television and you get thumped again and go to 2-5, that might do it.
Yeah, I could see that.
And that would be,
he would be the first one. Week 7, that's the first one to get fired, no doubt.
I don't know whether Ian Rappaport is paying attention to the meat church, but yesterday, NFL insider and barbecue expert Matt Pittman came on the show and said, by the way, the Dak deal is a lot closer than farther away. And then Ian Rappaport crapped all over that later on TV.
My understanding right now is the two sides are not close. The clock is ticking. Of course, he is going to practice. He's going to play the season. There's no questions there. But if a deal that would, of course, make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, highest paid player in the NFL, if that doesn't get done by Saturday, you really have to wonder, is a deal going to get done at all? The stakes, Rich, are as high as it gets for the Dallas Cowboys. If Prescott, who's a free agent after the season, does not get a deal, then he goes into free agency as the highest profile free agent in NFL history. And then, of course, you have to wonder, would he even return to the Cowboys at that point? It is incumbent on the Cowboys to do a deal sooner rather than later. We will see if they actually get it done.
So that is Ian Rappaport disagreeing with Matt Pittman. Now, Jerry Jones yesterday with Stephen A. Smith, I mean, he was basically campaigning for Dak. Intangibles, getting better, improvement. He's the type of quarterback who is going to age fine under a 5-year deal. Well, Jerry was also sitting there talking about number four and saying, this is the reason I asked this question to a lot of people who come on. Thomas Dimitroff was the last one. Are you re-signing Dak because of him, the player, or the scary alternative?
When you look at what he brings to the table, as opposed to the alternative. The alternative is not a one-year alternative. It's a several-year alternative. Fair. So when you look at the prospects of the likelihood of him over the next 5 years knocking on that door, I like those odds. And that, to me, is where you go. You pull the trigger on it.
So there he is. Everything is sounding like... hopefully Ian Rappaport is dead wrong and Matt Pittman is our new NFL insider.
Yeah, and it's like clearly, I don't think Matt was saying that as like a fan, like, oh, I think we're getting close. Like
him and Dak have a relationship.
Yeah, and he's got, it's, Dak is not the only person in that building he has a relationship with. And so, you know, I don't doubt that. Ian's also, I believe Ian's going to be more plugged in on Dak than anybody else nationally.
So Brandon Cook spoke yesterday, and he was pretty aggressive and strong. Bobby was out there, Cowboys insider, Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, and Brandon Cooks was asked about his thoughts on all the hate that his QB gets.
I mean, it's blasphemy. It's unbelievable. I mean, the guy shows up every year, year in and year out, putting up numbers, leading his team. He can't do it all by himself, right? You know, a lot of those great quarterbacks that I've been with, Tom and Drew, they, don't get me wrong, won a lot of games, won a lot of Super Bowls. But they had a lot of help around them as well, right? And so us players around them also got to step up. And so when we hear that disrespect, you know, I take that personally, and as his teammates, we should take that personally, because at the end of the day, somebody got to be able to help him get over that hump so we can go win one.
So that's Brandon Cooks defending his guy, and I think the two of them have a ton of respect for each other. I think Dak said Cooks was like the best person he's met in the NFL, or best teammate that he's ever had. So a little inside the Stars. We get set for the opener and the opening of the season tonight, the Chiefs versus the Ravens. Babe Laufenberg at 8:40 this morning, but the Rangers kid does it again. Guess who joined InstaFace, and why don't you care about 105? That's next with Sean and RJ.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
2-0 to Wyatt in the pitch. Line drive right center, base hit. Rounding third and into score is Jankowski. Langford digging for second. The throw is cut off, and Wyatt's in there with a double. Juan Soto had no idea that Wyatt Langford was trying for second base. How about that? By now, the scouting report should be out that this guy doesn't stop at first.
Ever.
It's 4-0.
That's the speed you talked about yesterday, Chop, and Wyatt Langford has emerged as the most exciting part of the end of the Rangers season. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby here on your home of the World Series champs as they get the 10-6 win. Scary at the end, but Wyatt coming up with the highlight reel catch as they beat the Yankees, take the series. They won 7 out of 9 and now 8.5 back in the division and the wild card with Nate Eovaldi on the mound. God,
creeping up, baby. Creeping up. Be 6 by the end of the week.
Angel series.
Yes, sir.
Coming up.
Yes, sir. Be 6 games by Sunday. And then then it's on. Then the race is on.
With Corey Seager on the 10-day IL and maybe longer.
Yeah, maybe longer. Now it's going to be like, let's see. So he can come off the DL with about a dozen games to go. And, you know, they'll find out where they are. And if they're completely out of it, they really actually are completely out of it. But, you know, then it's like, all right, do you want to play him? Or do you want to let the kids play? This is about, like, the only reason to play him at that point would to be to allow him to get some more stats. Maybe that triggers escalators in his contracts, whatever. Yeah. So that'd be the only real motivation.
Does it exist, like, from everything we know about CY at this point, like, does it exist within his DNA to, even when they're out of it, just, like, not be competitive with it, though?
Probably not.
Like, that's the thing. I think and Seager seems like he's intensely competitive that way. To where it's like, if he can come back, like if this doesn't end his season, he's got the ability. I don't think they're going to say, well, let's just like not take any chances.
You brought up how much luck we've had with Seager's injury. That was a big question when getting that, what was it, $325 million deal. You know, how would you summarize the fortune we've had with it?
Pretty good. I mean, when you factor in his years with LA, so in his time here, he played 151 games. All right, 119, so he missed about 40. And then so far this year, 123. And they're at 140 right now, so he's missed 17 games this year. When you look at what he's done prior to that, he missed about 70 games in his last year with LA. I mean, that's basically what he's missed in his 3 years here combined. He missed 130 games in 2018. So they've been very, very fortunate in the COVID year. He played in 52 of 60, but in 2019 he only played in 134. So they've gotten incredibly fortunate when it comes to Seager's injuries. Like, they have kept him very, very healthy, and he has kept himself very, very healthy, considering what it was like, Bobby, like when he came over here, because that was a question.
Yeah, I mean, this is two different times. So, like, I mean, it didn't cost him games, but, I mean, he had the injury heading into this season.
Right.
The sports hernia. We know the amount of games he missed last year, which was 40 or whatever
with
it was.
Handy, right?
Yeah. He may end up missing similar amounts. I mean, this is still, like, 4 different injuries over the last 2 years that were significant.
Yeah, but, like, nothing compared to missing, you know, he only played 26 games in 2018.
Sure.
He only played 95 games in 2021. I mean, you're talking about, I mean, he missed 140 games over those 2 years.
Did we get another amazing athletic achievement in the sport of baseball that was not talked about enough?
Swing and a miss, strike 3. It was 105.5 miles an hour.
No way. 105.5. Are you kidding me?
105.5 miles an hour from Ben Joyce. Go Vols.
Very fast.
Very, very fast.
Was he dominant there?
He was very good. Yeah, he was very, very good. He didn't throw 105. He threw like 103, 102, you know, but he's fantastic. But this is funny because, like, this is an amazing, insane athletic achievement that, yeah, it's cool to see, and I would love to see. It's made for Instagram. It's made for social media. This is an athletic achievement I would never pay to go see. I would never go. Like, he's a reliever.
You're not paying to see Joel Zamaya?
Yeah, I wouldn't pay to go see a relief pitcher gas up for 106. You know what I mean? Like, because first of all, you don't know that he's going to pitch that day. It's like, it's weird. It sucks because, like, this is an amazing athletic achievement. This is something that the human body is not supposed to do. And it does. And it did it. And we've seen Jordan Hicks throw 104 and Aroldis Chapman. There's been guys that throw hard, that have always thrown hard. And it's great we see a starting pitcher do that. But, you know, like, would you pay, oh, this team's got a wide receiver, he runs 28 miles an hour. I cool. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not, I would go to the game just to go to the game. I wouldn't go to the game, like, to watch that athletic achievement.
The fastest pitch in MLB history was recorded on September 7th, 1974 by Nolan Ryan. And it was 100.8 miles per hour.
Wow.
It's just a different era completely. Like, we talk about era adjustments so much.
I would tune in, though, to watch someone throw this.
Yeah, if I got like a notification, hey, Ben Joyce is on the mound.
Yes.
Yeah, I would try to find
Chapman
the game.
Was that way early. Like, yeah. When Chapman first came over, I think people were obsessed with, like, I got to see this.
Big announcement. Is it making you hate this head coach even more?
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here? Oh, I am, too.
Well,
over the past few months and not being with a team, I haven't had the opportunity to express my thoughts at a moment's notice. So now I'm changing that. I tried to join Snapface, but I couldn't find it. I decided this was a good place for me to land so I could talk to you and share what I'm up to because there's a lot going on. So here I am. Hello, Instaface. See you soon.
I can't remember the NFL person who brought this up, but I think we did it as a half topic one day. Is Bill Belichick a freaking hypocrite? Is he a total, complete hypocrite? He's whoring himself out to every single media outlet. He's jumping on every single social media app after he insulted everyone, crapped all over them, and was disgusted by the entire thing. Or are you giving him a pass because that's just the coaching world?
Oh, that's a good question because, like, you know,
it'd be like Greg Popovich doing all of a sudden sideline reporting.
Yeah, he had, like, Parcells was, I thought Parcells, you know, Rick Carlisle too. When Carlisle got here, he had just gotten done with ESPN. And I thought he had a much better temperament with the media and than he did prior to that when he was with Detroit.
Wish it extended to the players.
Sure. but Parcells was kind of similar, right? He spent like a year at ESPN or whatever before he got here. And Bill is like, he's got that militaristic, I'm not going to tell you any of our secrets. So he has to hunker down into the shell of a coach. And then maybe we're seeing his real personality. Because I remember people saying, like, when the whole hoodie persona happened where he was wearing ripped, cut-off stuff, clothes. They're like, dude, Bill is like a really sharp dresser, like, when he goes to these events. And I'm like, really? Yeah. It didn't sound it.
No, I don't know who told you that, but that was...
It was like a player. It was like a...
Well, that person's an idiot.
Vrabel or Bruschi.
It was Jalen Mills told us that when he came in studio.
No offense, Jalen. I take it back.
No, I don't think it's phony, because didn't we all kind of feel like that was always a persona with him? Like, I thought so. Like,
what was...
Like just the general, like, oh, snap face. Like, we always thought that was like a whole bit anyway, yeah. I thought.
Nobody thinks it's actually Instaface.
It was a bit of not knowing the name of it, but for him to jump on everything and now be a part of it after he was the last person on earth that you'd even think maybe would be a commentator or get on Twitter or Instagram, I don't know.
My dad didn't used to wear Hawaiian shirts. He's at retirement age now. It's a different life you're leading. You gotta put that behind you.
Wow, what perspective after 8 o'clock?
I can only talk about my dad.
You're retired.
Mom, so.
You wear Hawaiian shirts.
877-881-1053. Franklin Franco. We need to get your dad on the show. That's what we need to do. We need to go ahead and call him up.
Nope.
For a little.
Wow.
I love my dad. Down, huh? I love my dad. My dad would pull no punches, and it would be awful for
me.
That's
great.
All right, Chop, you want solo dining or diaper changes?
Let's go with solo dining, right? Because I'm a big proponent of this. I used to always go to restaurants by myself.
Really?
No problem. Now, I was at a bar. Yeah. I wouldn't sit in the table.
Right.
Sitting at the table by yourself, I don't know. That just seems very, very boring. But sitting at a bar by yourself, there's nothing.
You can go to a Chipotle.
Yeah, absolutely.
A Panera.
Absolutely.
Something like that, maybe.
But reservations for solo dining, single person reservations, are up 30% over the last 2 years. Now, could this be simply from people in the younger demographics not having any relationships, like, because they don't want relationships right now. They don't like to be connected to another person face to face. Everything is done on their phone. Or is this the way our lives are? We're just so busy. You know, you and your lady can't eat together, so you just go grab something. You're going to go eat by yourself. But for whatever reason, I would never think of making a reservation by myself. I would just, you know, whatever. But for reservations to be up 30%, that's got to mean solo dining's up well more than 30%.
Did you ever solo dine while you were desperately searching the Metroplex for your partner?
No, never. I always got to-go boxes. I've actually solo dined, I think, twice since I've been in a relationship. Just because I walked into places and I
just to get a break from her.
Yeah. And they were like, all right, where do you want to sit? You got anywhere? And I just got nervous and was like, okay, I won't order to go. I'll just go sit down and eat somewhere real quick.
Yeah. Bully Carter was the, Carter was the, maitre d' up front. Be like, go sit in there. I don't care what you want to do. And you're like, yes, yes, sir.
It's got to be like, I mean, all these stories that we read in Chopping It Up or other things are just like, you can now hire somebody to quit your job for you, or, oh, like people want to do dates over Zoom the first time. This just sounds like it is a function of this generation that's coming up. Like, they just don't have the same sort of interpersonal interactions at all.
But I would be surprised that this generation would feel secure and comfortable enough to go sit in a place solo.
This the self-love, self-care generation.
Yeah, like they think pretty highly of themselves.
Oh, okay.
You met Jacob.
Diaper changes.
You want to hang out with a better class of people? Hang out with yourself. Right? That's what I always say. Diaper change. What are your thoughts on changing diapers in an airplane in the seat? So like, or on the tray table. So like they always say, like, a flight attendant will tell you that tray table is full of baby poop. Like, that's
baby poop.
Because like, that's where people change diapers. You're sitting in the window seat or whatever. You get your kid, your baby, you put them on the tray table, you change the diaper. Well, this one lady is complaining because apparently the odor was so offensive in the airplane. Now, I suppose if it's like very difficult to get up and get out, there's no room in those. You probably have more room in your seat than you do in the bathroom.
Yes.
So what do you get? What do? You got to change a diaper. Do you do it in the seat or do you go to the bathroom and do it? And is it okay to do it in the seat?
No, man. You got to go in the bathroom. And that is one of my most hated places on earth. My balance, I could have won the Olympics in Paris with my freaking balance beam that I can pull off in an airplane bathroom of not touching the walls. I won't touch the walls. I won't touch the sides of the walls, and I just balance.
Are you one of the like the little strips, the little tissue paper that you can put on the seat?
Oh, I won't sit down. I'd rather go on myself than go in that bathroom. I'd rather go on myself.
I wouldn't do it myself. I would not care if someone did it, especially if they're on the like the window side and I'm on the aisle and they don't want to like get up and cross, but it's like I gotta change the kid. I wouldn't care.
I would change a pee diaper. I wouldn't change,
but I gotta have all the seats in the row.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, Amanda would have to be on the window and then do it in the window, but not in the aisle, and I can't have a random stranger in our seating group. Yeah,
absolutely
can't do it. All right, so there it is. Thursday edition of Sean, RJ, and Roberto continuing here as the start of the NFL season takes place tonight, and the start of our season takes place Sunday with this guy on the call. Cowboys color analyst makes his season debut. Babe Laufenberg previews the Browns next on The Fan. Voice of the Longhorns, Craig Way, previews Texas, Michigan at 9 o'clock. Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com at 9:20. But right now, it is time for the return every single week at 8:40 of Dallas Cowboys color analyst Babe Laufenberg on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Good morning, man. How you been?
I've been great. It's like the prodigal son returns, right?
Yes, that's right.
And I'll be on RJ and Sean, Bobby. I had to be honest with you. I had to look at my calendar this morning because it sure as hell felt like Christmas to me. Getting to talk to you guys again.
That's so nice,
I thought, is
babe.
It December 25th?
what did you do during the off season? Like a top two or three things that jumped out in the Babe off season?
Well, there's really only one thing that jumped out, but it jumped out like three or four times. I went to Montana with my son. My son lives in Denver now, my older son, and we went took a trip to a lodge in Montana fly fishing. And we did a couple trips to Colorado, of course, where he lives. So really, that was it. Didn't have any fancy, you know, go to the Amalfi Coast or something like that, which the rich people do. We just, you know, we get a little cabin, put up a tent, we fish.
Have you added anybody to your weekly Jason Garrett and Troy Aikman lunches?
No, but Jason's about to get the boot. I'm not going to lie to you.
Why?
I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, he just doesn't show up. I always say, number one thing in life, show up. He'll be in Kansas City tonight for the KC-Baltimore game, but he'll be in. He'll be in. I can't wait for Dak to retire so we can bring him into the fold.
Okay. The invitation is just extended just like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so my trivia. You guys ready for your trivia?
Trivia is back.
Yeah, baby. Ready to see how you gamed
trivia
it for
is
Peyton.
Back. We got to get Peyton to do a little drum roll, or we have to have some kind of intro to the trivia. But here we go. So Nick Chubb, we know he's not playing, got the knee injury and all, and it's a good thing he's not. He has the second highest yards per attempt by a running back. He's a 5.3. Only one running back in NFL history has a higher yards per attempt. That man is
Jim Brown.
Bobby's going to get this. Jim Brown is right behind him at number three.
Okay, so this is Raheem Mostert.
That'd be kind of a good guess, but no.
Marion Motley.
That'd be a good guess, but no, he wasn't.
Jim Taylor.
Leroy Kelly.
Come on. University of Texas.
Texas?
Earl.
Is it Earl?
Not Earl.
No.
Not Cedric. Not
Let's
Ricky.
See if Peyton can get it.
Chris
Let's
Sims.
See if Peyton can get it.
We got to think of elite running backs here, guys. That would be Jamal Charles.
Damn it. You know, they're playing the Browns. I'm very disappointed. I would have expected a Sam Ritigliano or Brian Sipe answer from you. Very disappointed.
So Peyton on the board early, 1-0-0-0. But that segues us to the run defense. And you've been talking about this for years, and you've been right about it for years. How do you feel about this year's Mike Zimmer version of the Cowboys' run D?
Well, the way I talk about it is I'm really more concerned with stopping the pass and stopping the run. But obviously, everybody, that's been a focus here. And I found it very interesting that in training camp, I've never seen this many veteran players in the front seven or any position for that matter, you know, be acquired after training camp started, guys who were just out there. And they clearly weren't content with what they had because they kept bringing in these guys. And now, of course, Linville Joseph, 35 years old, he's going to be in the thing. But here's my thing. Why are we so focused on stopping the run? They don't pay running backs, do they? The NFL has deemed them to be non-factors, right? They pay receivers. Let's stop those guys. So that's where my focus is always.
Really?
Stop the pass.
Yeah, stop the pass more important, but I don't think that the non-paying of the running backs mean that the running game is meaningless. It's just the way that they believe the running game can be achieved. I mean, you know, against San Francisco and tougher and more physical teams and last year and Aaron Jones, the game can still be controlled by it at times.
At times, but hey, you look at San Francisco. Christian McCaffrey, in the last three games, he wasn't here for the first one, the first playoff game at AT&T Stadium. He's averaged 3 yards a carry, and his long run in the two games is 8 yards. So the running game hasn't beat him against San Francisco. They don't score points when they played San Francisco. That's been their problem. But the running game, and I know Aaron Jones tore him up, but look what Jordan Love did to him.
Yeah.
I mean, all the big plays they had in the passing game, that's
okay.
You know, Green Bay had their way either way. You know how they say make them one-dimensional? They couldn't stop either dimension.
Okay, fair. So I'll then kind of reverse it. Are we overreacting and freaking out too much to the Cowboys having what we think will be the worst running game in years going back to Zeke?
No, because I will say that puts a lot of pressure on your passing game. You got to be able to run just enough, to me. Hey, Kansas City, you look at, they haven't been a great rushing team. You look at the teams that won the Super Bowl, the Rams, and they weren't really necessarily great rushing teams with the great backs. But, you know, the quarterbacks are winning the Super Bowls, right? I mean, the quarterbacks are winning. The days of John Riggins carrying it 40 times and leading Washington to a Super Bowl win, they're over. So they pay the quarterbacks, they pay the receivers, so we need to try to stop those guys, right? Matter of fact, going through the NFC, Matthew Stafford is the only quarterback in the NFC who has won a Super Bowl.
It's wild.
So your path in the NFC is certainly a lot easier than going through the quarterbacks in the AFC.
Babe Loffenberg joining us here, 105.3 The Fan. All right, you're a quarterback. Let's evaluate Deshaun Watson. Like, is he going to resurrect his career? Were you able to watch tape of him before the injury last year? What's his issue?
Yeah, you know what's funny, RJ? When we have a little text, you and me and Sean, about, hey, what do you want to hit? you mentioned Deshaun Watson resurrecting his career. So I was racking my brain. I even called a couple buddies or texted them and said, hey, so you're trying to think of that guy. I mean, Kurt Warner, to an extent, he went to the Giants and was terrible. And I thought, oh, his career's over. And then he goes to Arizona and takes him to a Super Bowl. Warren Moon had a little bit of a down time in there. I mean, nobody would remember, but you go all the way back to Jim Plunkett. He got beat up in New England. He goes to the Raiders as an older guy, and he wins two Super Bowls there. So I don't know what to make of Deshaun Watson. I loved him. I loved him at Clemson. I loved him coming out. I loved him at Houston. You know, he's only played 12 games in the last 3 years. I think that's a big part of the guy just hasn't played. Mm-hmm. He was suspended for part of it. He's been hurt. So, you know, to me, he's going to be a dangerous guy. But, yeah, can he get his career back on track? I don't know. I'll say this. With that defense, you don't need to score a lot of points.
Babe, do you see the Cowboys being about the same as last year, a chance to actually be better, or a decline?
I don't see him. They're not as good as the team that was down 27-0 to the Packers in the second quarter.
Uh-oh.
I mean, on paper, right, they're not as good as they were last year. Now, that doesn't mean that Cooper Beebe doesn't become a better center than Tyler Biotis. That doesn't mean that Tyler Guyton doesn't play better than Tyron Smith, although that would be a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
But no, they've lost a lot. I mean, we've all seen it, right? You don't need to be a football expert to know they lost guys and they didn't really get them replay. Eric Kendricks is your big signing. And I love him. Great player. Middle, you know, older player. But they just did not replace the running game. I can't imagine it being great. Rico Dowdle's going to be interesting because we don't have a big sample size on him. So maybe he comes in and maybe he's Jamal Charles and he averages 5.4 carry. But, you know, again, on paper going in, they're not as good as a team that was put together last year.
What else do we need to know about Cleveland? We rely on you for the X's and O's and the preview and the film study. What else is jumping out to you about the Browns?
They're two corners, Martin Emerson, Denzel Ward. I mean, you don't have shutdown corners anymore, really, because of the rules, but these are shutdown corners. They didn't allow a touchdown. If you go by Pro Football Focus, they didn't allow a touchdown last year, either of them. And the funny thing is, Cleveland, you guys may have touched on this, but their defense, number one in the NFL last year, number one pass defense, number one on third down, which to me is a really important stat because, you know, you're getting teams off the field. They were top of the list. And I mean, when you look at the numbers, you got to go back to like the 2009 Jets to match the numbers that Cleveland put up last year. But at home, they're a totally different defense than they are on the road. And I couldn't tell you why. But they gave up 14 points a game last year at home. That was the best in the NFL. Mm. They gave up 31 points a game on the road. That was last in the NFL.
Wow.
So at home, they were the best defense in the NFL, points-wise. On the road, they were the worst. One problem, they're playing in Cleveland. So you don't get the road Cleveland team.
Babe, Jerry gave an interview with Stephen A. Smith yesterday where he talked about the Dak and McCarthy work that they've done together last year and how much confidence that gives him. Heading into year two here, what are your expectations for that combination?
Well, I think it only gets better. I always look at that play caller and quarterback the way you do a pitcher and catcher, where that catcher flashes a sign, right? And that pitcher says, boom, it's exactly what I was thinking. So that quarterback play caller relationship has to kind of be the same, in my opinion, where that play comes into Dak's helmet, and he said, man, just what I wanted. And I know they talk about things during the week and all that, but I've seen it where you're like, really, we called that? So, and you know, we talk about year two in this offense, or, you know, with Mike as a play caller. I almost look at it as year one and a half, because it was a different offense after week six last year. They had the first six games. They ran about 48 five-yard hooks a game. Hmm. And they came back after the bye, and it turned back to the offense a little more than it was. And that's when the offense improved, started scoring points, bigger plays. And I don't know if Dak had to come to Mike meeting with Coach McCarthy, but it changed after week six. It just did. We all saw it. And but, again, should be better just by the fact that they've worked together now. And we'll see.
Great to have you back. Looking forward to it again, and have a fantastic trip to Cleveland.
Thank you, and I got one quick one for you here because I think you'll like it. Since 2010, the Cowboys are 6-1 against the New York Giants in openers. And it seems like they play the Giants every other year, and they do in the opener. They're 0-7 against everyone not named the New York Giants.
Mm. See,
they have not beaten a team since 2010 that was not the New York Giants in the opener. So here we go.
This is why we have you. The greatness of Babe Laufenberg on the DNM Leasing Hotline.
And even though we had Babe Laufenberg today, no Below the Belt, I still got to remind you guys, Below the Belt is brought to you by A&M Bron Air.
The voice of the Longhorns, Texas versus Michigan. Let's get you set for it with Craig Way after this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.